Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
11:02 on a Live Imaging Tuesday on the Travis and Sliwa Show. Live Imaging Tuesday made possible by Kia of downtown L.A. Yes, next stop for LeBron and AD is Petit in the Summer Games. Baguettes.
Foie gras.
And foie gras.
Fromage.
La Seine.
Wine.
Is it vino?
Vino's Italian,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
or
Vino's
in
Italian.
Spanish,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Lots of Lakers talk. Lakers, it is a final. They go out in five. 108-106 last night to the Nuggets. And what's next? We get tweets. This one is actually in the Circle of Trust, but it's from our old friend JR. This guy loves, I mean, he loves the Lakers and the Rams.
Okay.
LeBron show question mark. WTF. He is one of the reasons why we are winning and making the playoffs every year. What is wrong with you, Chris? You do whatever it takes to get him back. I trust LeBron. I trust Rob trying his best to build the right players around AD and LeBron.
Trying his best.
Trying his best. Hashtag. I don't agree with firing coaches. Well, they're going to fire the coach because that's what LeBron wants. Okay, JR? I never said don't bring back LeBron. For the purpose of the show, for the purpose of the fandom, for the purpose of the entertainment, you bring back LeBron. For the purpose of winning championships, that's not happening. You can tell me all the things they're going to add, all the things Rob's going to do. I'm a Lakers fan now, by the way.
So
that's not happening, right? Am I right at that?
Yeah.
But
option B doesn't get you the title either.
I was just going to say that's the thing that that's the question you got to ask yourself. Let's just say tomorrow Bron is gone. Is there a path that you feel comfortable with under this front office that they're going to figure out how to go win a championship in the next 5 years?
So that's a front office question now. That's a different question. If you trust the front office, if you trust Rob doing his best, quote unquote, then you trust that they could figure it out like they did in 2020, even without LeBron. LeBron is going to be five years older than that.
Only because of LeBron.
I don't think it was only.
As in, Bron started the, Bron came.
Right, of course.
AD came after that.
Right.
And then everybody else was put together.
But you had a coach that knew how to coach basketball. And I'm not saying Darvin doesn't, but you had an experienced coach who had spent time as a head coach already. He was defensively minded often.
And he had a really good team, too.
He won a championship with the Lakers.
Right. And then you shipped him out as quickly as possible.
That seems relevant.
And whether it was because of Russell Westbrook or it was because Bron didn't want him there anymore.
No, somebody had to take the blame.
Right.
That's all.
So that's the game now. So somebody is going to take the blame yet again, which will probably be Darvin Ham. And if you don't believe that, then look at the speed at which these stories came out last night. LeBron walked off the podium after saying this last night. Trav, let's play the audio.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
Within seconds, there was a piece from The Athletic that hit saying Darvin Ham is most likely gone, mm-hmm. Right? There was a piece from Winhorst that came out that said they're looking at Trae Young.
Shams said they're seriously considering drafting Bronny.
Right, then that came. That was all in the span of an hour after that game was a final.
Maybe less. This, not even be funny.
Right. This morning we wake up to a Dave McMiniman piece and a pre-produced video package basically saying, why did we expect them to be any better this year? That was the summary of the video piece, which isn't wrong.
It's not wrong. It's not wrong. And
so why do you expect them to be any different next year?
But again, because you don't like option A, you assume that option B is better. They're both bad. And not bad in the they're going to win 15 games bad situation, but in the
they'll be competitive.
They're short of a championship bad. Like I think we're all on the same page. The Lakers measure success by one metric. Did you win the title or not?
Right.
That's it. That the rest of it, did we improve or not improve? Sure. But at the end of the day, you either won the title, that's a good season for the Lakers, or we got to fix it so we can win the title moving forward. Those are the two results that you have.
At the absolute worst, are you going in the right direction?
Are you going in the right direction? Yeah. Neither of those two things, I believe, answer that question in the positive way. Stay what you're doing, and you're going to get more of the same. You're going to be in the playoffs and probably out relatively quickly. Go in the opposite direction. But the opposite direction isn't trade LeBron or anything like that, because they can't do that. The opposite is, listen, if you want to opt out, go ahead. But we are not extending you. You can opt in and do one more year. We're not going to draft your son, and we're not going to mortgage our future with these three draft picks. We're going to continue to do what we're doing with you if you want to do that again, because that's what we signed up to do. That's fine. But we're going to start to get ready for what's coming next year after that, or maybe the year after that. This get rid of him, move in a different direction, start stacking draft picks, start trading for this guy. That path doesn't exist right now. You have to just understand that both of these options are not good. They're both not good. The better of the two bad options is, let's have LeBron James on the team for a little bit longer. That's the better of two bad options.
This is what you also got for next year. You know, something to keep in mind. Bron played 70-plus games.
Yeah, 71, right?
AD played 75-plus games this year. There's obviously
How did he make it through a whole season without getting bumped?
There's no guarantee.
Amazing.
And that used to be the talking point before.
Did you see some of her? So Emily put this up here. And I think this is Anthony Davis basically in that second half. I think almost 11 minutes left to go in the third quarter. So the entire second half just was a complete non-factor, the stinger, whatever you want to call it. Did you see his stats in the fourth quarter of these games? And I only bring that up. Of these playoffs, of this playoff round. Jokic in the fourth quarter, pretty damn good. Jamal Murray, great. LeBron, great.
Yep.
Those are the three best players that were on the floor. Anthony Davis, of course, is supposed to be in that mix with him. And I'm not telling you AD had an awful series, because he didn't. But there were key moments, key situations where I didn't see AD. AD in the first game had 10 points, 2 blocks, 6 rebounds in the fourth quarter. After that game, 0 points, 3 points, 2 points, and 1 point in the fourth quarter. That's Anthony Davis. As much as we're sitting here talking about LeBron, as much as we're sitting here talking about what the future is going to look like, unfortunately for Anthony Davis, even though he played 70-plus games, 75-plus games, what are you going to remember this season?
That.
How about the final 2 weeks where he missed some key games, had the nausea and the headache, whatever it was, right? It's impossible not to remember some of that. And that sucks. I feel bad for him, but at the same time, we're watching the same thing you're watching.
We're right where we were at the start of the season with him, which is he good? Yeah. Is he important to what we're doing? Absolutely. Can you go anywhere without him being really good? No.
Can you depend on him?
Do you depend on him? I don't know. Probably not. Because we just got 76 games of him playing. By the way, we were doing Super Crosstalk yesterday. We were all talking. Anthony Davis has been terrific in this playoff series. Mm-hmm. But in the first three quarters, in the two most important moments, game two, where you had a chance to even the series.
The two on the road where you need your star to say,
he vaporized.
I'll take over the game.
He just disappeared. And then last night, he got bumped and was hurt, apparently, and couldn't use his arm and was a non-factor. And maybe, I don't understand, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that maybe that hurt far worse than it looked like, because it didn't look like much, but maybe it's wildly painful. But he was a non-factor in the most important two games of the series.
The only reason why I bring it up is because as we sit here and we talk about the Lakers' future and what's LeBron going to do, how the West is only going to get better, what if Anthony Davis has a season next year where he plays 55 games?
Then they're screwed.
What if LeBron has a season where he plays 55?
Then they're screwed.
By the way, 55 for LeBron James at this stage? Yeah, that doesn't sound crazy. Anthony Davis, looking at his career in general, how many games he usually plays, the reason why I'm pointing it out is they also had a year where they were available all the time.
Yeah.
That's not guaranteed.
This is another point Corporate Greg makes. You had on, again, storybook-wise, if you're writing a script, couldn't have gone better for an aging LeBron and an AD who's been injury-prone most of his career.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree with that.
And the best they could do was win one game in the playoffs.
Oof.
So why is next year better?
It's not.
Okay.
But that's my point. The other thing might be worse.
It could be, or that could be better.
It won't be. There's no player that's coming. There's no player that's coming anytime soon.
You're basically asking 50% of the league. Basically what you're saying is all these teams that lost that have really good players, blow it up. I know all circumstances are not the same.
They're not.
But it's That's kind of what you're asking for every other team that's competitive. That means Bucks blow it up. That means Phoenix blow it up. That means Golden State blow it up.
By the way, those four that you just said, they all might.
With the exception of the Lakers.
With the exception of the Lakers, I don't think so either. But if they just decided to cut bait with Lillard all of a sudden, or if Giannis just said, listen, man, I don't want to be here anymore, I wouldn't knock me over my chair. Shot.
Much like the Lakers are deep in the waters of the LeBron James business, the Bucks made a decision to get in the Doc Rivers business, and that's
disastrous.
Rough.
They were much better off without him.
Almost lucky here that those players are not playing in the playoffs to give himself a chance to kick the can down the road.
There aren't any. Like, do your point, Al. If LeBron and AD play a fraction of the games that they played, they're dead anyway. Look, they're out in the first round. They played five playoff games with those two guys having the best possible outcome in their season.
Sure. LeBron was amazing.
So was Anthony Davis.
For three quarters.
No, I'm talking about the whole season.
Oh, yes. No, absolutely.
For the entire season and really for good. Three quarters of five playoff games, he was really, really good. That's the best case scenario, and it landed you in seventh place. I just don't know if you.
And we were excited about that, by the way.
And those teams
that should have been, other than
Phoenix, the teams that landed ahead of you are not getting worse. Mm-hmm. They're not. They're going to get either stay the same, like maybe the Clippers are roughly the same next year, give or take. Everyone else above you is going to get better. Luka will be better next year. He's still in the infancy of his career. OKC, Minnesota, Denver.
Oh, there's a lot.
All better.
And the teams behind you.
Memphis
some of them that are
gets
going.
One. John Morant's what, a top five, top six guy in the league?
They were a number two seed last year when they were.
He's coming back, assuming he doesn't do something else crazy. So he's coming back. Wembanyama, at the last month and a half of the season, forget about it. That guy's going to be a huge star in this league really soon. Houston hung around a playoff spot way longer than anybody thought that they would. Portland's going to stink. Utah's probably not going to be very good. There's just not a lot of bad teams.
That's why if Darvin ends up losing his job, he's going to have lost his job because of decisions he made during the regular season, the reason why they ended up being a number seven seed, decisions that he made during the playoffs, specifically game two. They also didn't help themselves at all because they ended up being a number seven seed. So part of the reason is going to be, hey, could you have finished higher? If you finished higher, I'm not telling you that. Listen,
I think it's, the number one criticism of him.
For all I know, Minnesota can be better than the Denver Nuggets. We'll find out. Maybe they are. Maybe they're not. So it's not like the path is just the Denver Nuggets that you're trying to get by and everybody's chasing. There's some teams in there.
That would be
last
a little different.
Last year's Nuggets team was actually better than this year's
that
Nuggets
is
team.
True.
They played better. We'll see what it looks like. I think that the Lakers are a weird matchup for them. I think that the Lakers, look at the way that they went through the playoffs last year. I know that the Lakers got swept and that Miami won a couple of games from them. It felt like the Lakers were more competitive with them than just
Joker
about everybody else.
That was their tougher series.
And I believe him when he says it. So I'll give the Lakers a little bit of grace there. But a problem is it's not just them. Everyone else in the – not everyone, but the vast majority of teams in the Western Conference are getting better, and the Lakers will be about the same. If they run this back, it'll be about the same.
If not
there
worse.
There is no good option here.
D'Lo gone?
Yes.
I think so, too. And I don't think there's going to be too many people that are too upset about that.
But by the way, without D'Lo in this series – now, he disappeared at moments.
D'Lo was –
but
you
don't
no
win. You don't win Saturday night's game without D'Lo being on fire.
Well, okay. So,
can I tell you something? But even with that, like the D'Lo was so incredibly inconsistent. I have absolutely no idea what I was going to get every single night. I lose no sleep losing D'Lo.
You know who else felt that way? Darvin Ham. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you.
Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
11:20 on a Live Imaging Tuesday on the Travis and Tsuwa Show. I am now a Lakers fan. Last night I became a Lakers fan.
Do you believe him, Al?
Honestly, I looked right into his eyes, and he told me that, and I said, yeah, I believe you, bro.
Lakers lose last night. 108-106 to the Nuggets in five games. It is a final for this season. What will next season bring? Well, that's what we're discussing on a Michelob Ultra Reaction Tuesday. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. You know what I enjoy?
The Lakers?
Well, yes. But knowing that the carnival is coming to town next season. Because that is what this is. This is a John Ireland.
Like guys, really? Do you really think it's going to happen? Like, for really?
What are you talking about?
Let me ask you. I tell you, you can only pick one way or the other. Bronny coming or is he not? Which one are you? You only get one answer.
I understand what
one
you're saying.
One or the other.
I'm going to say no. Can I explain why?
Yeah.
It is such an absurd proposition.
Oh, well,
that,
yeah.
Hold on. He is clearly not ready for that league.
This
clearly,
is the equivalent
right?
of you coming to me and saying, Chris, would you shoot a black gold? 81. Let's go play Augusta.
Let's go play the tour.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Let's go play the tour.
All right.
Right? Not just go get a one-off into a tournament.
Yeah.
You're going to go have to make a living on the tour.
Guys, I had 18 in the pickup game. I want G League.
He's so not – I'm not saying he can't get ready.
Sure.
I'm not saying that at some point maybe he doesn't –
By the way, I don't disagree with you.
But he's –
But you got to get your ass back in college for at least another year.
I understand he had health problems and all this stuff.
Yeah.
He's not ready for this league. And it's not like he's shy by a step or two or even two or three or three or four or 10 or 20. He's a long way off. And even though they acquiesce to LeBron's demands, wishes, desires, it is – so crazy that I think somebody's going to say, guys, we really can't do it. I wouldn't bet my house on it. I don't think I'd bet 10 bucks on it. But if you're telling me I got to pick one way or the other, I don't think he's on the Lakers next year.
I think Bron wants it to happen. So
I do too.
Happen.
Now, as a Lakers fan, I'm now a Lakers fan. Can I call him Bron as well and just leave off the la?
You got to get your ass back in college for at least another year.
I understand.
I think you need like a year before you're able to say that.
So I can't say Bron yet.
You still have to say Mr. LeBron James.
Because I will now appear weekly for my segment mm-hmm. on Lakers Talk with Alan
yep.
Sliwa.
Yep.
Not tonight,
Mr.
though.
Mr. LeBron
I
James.
I got a dinner tonight. But after that, we'll start that.
Okay.
Oh, do you have Lakers Talk tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a big night.
Oh, we're wow. Going till sorry, buddy.
We're going until 8 o'clock here on the 9
hours. There's 9 hours of content.
Well, no, it's 10 hours this year. This today. Today's the 10-hour LA oh, Sports right. Mega Block. Live and local.
Be sorry in August.
Yeah, I just know that it hits you a certain way.
I didn't expect them like nobody really did. I don't think there were too many people who
are you like Mary J. Blige saying no more tears? No
I don't
more
think
loss.
There were too many people coming into the playoffs saying Lakers are going to beat the Nuggets. But the frustrating thing with the Lakers, but this is how it's been with Denver. You had a real shot in Game 2. You had a real shot.
They had a real shot
night.
In all five of the games.
But let's just take
they did.
Let's
Come
just take on. Those two games. Could you have split those?
But
and you did it.
They did.
And the season's over, and you're not playing they've, Thursday.
They've
which
played
would have
them
here.
13 times and lost 12. I'm not saying that, like, globally they're on equal footing, but none of those games were. Oh, this thing's a joke. They were all
no,
close.
Yeah,
they were all close. The Nuggets and the Lakers, if they played a 7-game series 100 times,
uh-huh.
okay. The Nuggets are winning that 7-game series 96 times.
Right.
I'm with you. But I also think that there's not a 25-point blowout in any of them. They're close, and this is why this is such a hard decision.
This series was close.
They're not a bad team. They're just not good enough to beat that team. They might not be good enough to beat Minnesota or Oklahoma City moving forward. Right now, Oklahoma City, I feel like they're a better basketball team than they
can
are.
Can I just give you –
But they didn't get a chance to prove that.
Let me
and they're
going
to be better next year.
Let me give you the path. The path was Lakers had – everything had to go right to beat Denver. Denver could have bad games and still beat the Lakers.
They had five mediocre games.
I didn't think they were impressive at all.
Yeah.
Not at all, but you know what I'm saying.
Their 20-point comeback was pretty impressive.
It was impressive, but they shot poorly from the field. Jamal Murray really only had one good game, which was last night, and he had an amazing fourth quarter that stole him a game. Their bench was irrelevant. Their bench is nothing like it was a year ago.
Did Christian Braun even play? Is it Brown?
Brown.
Can we just spell it with a W?
Don't get it twisted, yo.
I am with
he
you.
He was big at Kansas.
I am with you. You can't spell it that way and have me
did
not
Did he even
confused.
Play last night?
Yeah, a couple minutes.
Barely?
Barely.
They play six guys.
Yeah.
That's it.
But Reggie Jackson showed up more last night than he had in the series.
But nobody bumped him.
I'm going back to... I thought there were times during this series, could they steal a game? But nobody really thought they're going to win a series.
No.
They can make it interesting.
No. Yeah.
I mean, we could kind of fool ourselves, but you know the result.
The result is going to be the same result as next year. They're going to float around. They'll have a new coach. Now, look.
God bless you, Slee.
Let's change this up here a little bit.
Do you want some tissue and not paper towels?
When is Darvin Ham going to get fired? Is Darvin Ham the coach of this team on Monday morning?
No.
No. Okay. So they're going to have a new coach sooner than later.
Do you think I'll have to do promos over the weekend, or can they at least do it during the week?
You might get called in on a Saturday. Here's the deal, though. Darvin Ham's greatest problem was not the timeout or not that. That was bad. The problem is who they had to play. The problem is the Nuggets are not going to lose a series to them. And the reason they had to play the Nuggets is because they messed around for 50 games with a lineup that didn't make any sense. They messed around for 50 games doing something other than what got them to the Western Conference Finals the
year
before.
Yeah.
It was the same five guys.
Got too cute.
You got too cute. So by taking 50 games and basically lighting them on fire, you locked yourself into that bottom pack.
You're 500 through 50, basically.
You locked yourself into 7 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting out at that point. There's not enough runway left, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if you're in there, who are you going to play? Play the Thunder.
Of course.
You play Minnesota. You're going to play Denver.
And by the way, even the first two that you just mentioned, which I think Minnesota probably beats the Lakers, OKC, it's the fact that you played Denver.
Yes.
It's the fact that you played Denver.
But had you played the Clippers or Dallas or Phoenix or any. Okay. It's different. That's on Darvin more than anything else. And that's the part that the quote from him is something else because he knows it's coming. Like Chris said, and I think it's the best point, is. This is somebody that knew he was cooked from the moment that he walked into the interview room last night because the package was done. The stories were written. Here's what it is. It's amazing how people can just skip the core part of having a consistency with your lineup is all predicated on health and performance. If you're coaching a team and one of your starters is like 10 games in a row just S-ing the bed, what are you going to do? Okay? Well, that's D'Lo, right? Is there any other... question about who that could be. It has to be him, right? This is the problem. I didn't have the right guys. Figure it out. You did have the right guys. You had the same guys that were there at the end of the last season.
Do you know what their record was with those five? They were 19-6 in the regular season when it was Rui, D'Lo, LeBron, Anthony Davis, and D'Angelo Russell. 19-6.
We'll go back to we were at the golf tournament on Thursday, so it happened Wednesday night. And Anthony Davis said, we didn't know what we were doing for extended periods of time on both ends of the floor. That's basically the only thing that would be more pointed than that is Darvin Ham sucks as a coach. That's the only thing he could have put out there that would have been more on the nose than what he said. It was over at that point for Darvin Ham. But it was over way before that with the decision not to play those same five guys.
That's why I didn't pay attention. Remember, was it a week ago, 2 weeks ago, that story came out and that even if it's an early exit, Darvin Ham could still, potentially be the coach of the Lakers. I'm like,
is that a trial balloon? Was that all that was? Was just a, hey, let's just see what the reaction is to the possibility of bringing him back?
But you already know what the reaction is going to be. And, why wouldn't you allow the playoffs to determine what you were going to do with your coach anyways? And you had moments during this playoff series, and I don't think it's a surprise. Michael Malone was doing certain things that you just didn't expect was going to come from our bench. Just wasn't.
Michael Malone said great things, by the way, about Kurt Darvin Ham.
That was weird.
I don't think it was weird. You know what it was? To me, it was the circles are – it's already buzzing. They already know within that circle of coaches that he's probably not going to be the coach anymore. And I think he's sympathizing with that franchise and everything
else. I think he
else.
Sympathizes with the situation, but I thought it was weird. He hadn't been fired yet. And he was already talking about him. Not that what he said. They all stick up for each other. right? They're in the fraternity. If you're in the coaching fraternity, look, yeah. I'm either going to work for you one day or you're going to work for me. There's only like 60 of us and we all move around and we share jobs. That's
likely
what it is.
Likely Darvin would work for him,
I
not
think
the
that's
other way
probably more likely, yes. So I understand that they take up for one another. But that was one of those, they're going to probably fire him tomorrow. I don't know if I'll get to talk about this tomorrow. Let me just get it in right now. Hey, he's a good guy and a good coach. I like his. I like how he goes about it. He's a tough-minded guy. It was weird, the timing of it. He hadn't gotten fired yet, and he was speaking about him like he was about to be fired. That's what was weird. Not that he said it, but when he said it.
We talk about those stories, the articles, everything happened like this right after the game. Everything happened like this right after
the game.
Does
it happen tomorrow?
Well, what's the purpose of doing it tomorrow?
Anything that needs to be done eventually is worth doing today.
I was going to say, I don't know what the point of waiting is. You know, why would they wait 2 weeks or something like that?
If the determination has been made, hey, we got to fix that, then do it today.
I think it happens, you said Monday, by the time we come Monday, I think it happens within the next
Is there
week.
Any, like, gentleman's code in the NBA where they, when the playoffs are going on, we don't do stuff like that? Because in baseball, once the playoffs start, they don't really fire anybody until after they're over?
No, they fire. They'll fire. I mean, Vogel could very easily get fired at any time. I think they fire.
Maybe they could bring him back. He could do another 2 years.
That was out there on the Twitter universe yesterday.
Of course.
No one has had more than 3 years since Phil Jackson. One, two, or three since Phil. Phil Jackson was here 12 seasons ago. One, two, or 3 years. This will be coach number eight. And the same group that hired the first seven is going to hire number eight. That's as big a problem as anything else. Factor Caps coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
11:34 on a live imaging Tuesday presented by Kia of downtown LA on the Travis and Sliwa show. A full day of reaction all day long. Mason Ironman at 1, Sedano and Cap at 4. Lakers talk tonight with Slee at 7 o'clock. Right now, though, it is time for Fact or Cap.
Hey, guys.
Aloha.
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 Aloha. So these are not going to be any Laker-related things. So sorry, you get a little bit of a respite from our Laker conversation, but we'll get
right
back to it.
We're going to cleanse the palate, Emily. Yeah. Yes. We cleanse the palate.
Can you mix D'Lo in there just at some point?
Sure. I'll do a D'Lo factor cap. He'll be on the team next year. Cap. all right. So
cap indeed.
One of my favorite artists, her name is Maggie Rogers. She released a new album a couple weeks ago. And I heard her talk on a podcast about a line in her song that she kind of went back and forth with her record label about whether she wanted it to be kept in or whether they wanted it to get taken out of the song. So her song, So Sick of Dreaming, it's like a normal song, and then in the middle she kind of has like a Sheryl Crow, Shania Twain-esque like talking section where she's like, so you're Brad Pitt, you know?
Yeah.
So like she kind of has that section, and I'm going to play it for you guys, and then I'm going to tell you guys what the record label pushed back against. So this is So Sick of Dreaming with Maggie Rogers.
So he calls me up 15 minutes before the reservation and says he's got Knicks tickets instead. I mean, I was at the restaurant, so I took the steak to go. I had two martinis at the bar and went to meet my friends down the street. What a loser.
All right, so the record label wanted to push back against the Knicks lost. They wanted her to take it out because they didn't want to offend Knicks fans, New York fans, they thought I was going too far. She fought to keep it in, and I honestly love that because it can take place at any time. The Knicks lose a lot, so it's not like it's one time. So put this in the shoes of a Laker fan. You guys are all Laker fans now.
Mostly Chris.
Exactly. So put yourself in the shoes of Laker fans. You would be offended if someone said, and by the way, the Lakers lost in a song. Travis Fettercap.
Cap. I don't care at all. It's a song.
Yeah.
Right? And by the way, even really good teams lose 25 times a year. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you get offended by something like that, then you're getting offended by a whole bunch of other stupid you-know-what along the way. Now, cap 100%.
All right, Ross?
As a Lakers fan, I would say fact. I will be offended by this. Because Ice Cube knew not to say that the Lakers lost to the Supersonics.
Lakers but beat the Sonics.
The Lakers beat the Supersonics.
You know, it was a good day.
Do you know that somebody went and found the game?
Was it real?
They decoded the entire song of when he was there. Like he said, today was a good day. And they say, I don't know if it's Tuesday or Wednesday, they found the game where Magic had a triple-double in Seattle or whatever. Wow. They went and they know the game that he's – and it's accurate.
Al?
Gary Payton had 19 points that game. No, this is fact. Why the hell are you going at my team?
Yeah, exactly.
The hell is
you can't
that?
Go at our team.
Yeah, listen, if it was the Knicks, fine, but – I don't know, Lakers just kind of, it hits a little bit differently here, and you didn't give any context. What game was it? You know? Who was coaching? How many turnovers did the team have?
Tell you, strange,
I like that song.
Strange bedfellows, Lee. You and I now are a team. We're a team.
I know.
We're the biggest fans.
Where did I turn? I turned to you. I didn't turn to him.
We're the biggest Lakers fans at this station.
Fact, yeah, I'm upset.
And I do also love that with her because she's like, you know, it's he ditched you last minute, and again, and they lost, so you shouldn't even gone anyway. Jorge?
Cap, you guys are soft. Like somebody we know that got bumped. No, Cap.
All right. So Kendrick Lamar this morning decided to release a diss track of Drake entitled Euphoria. And it's going around Twitter. So if you're so inclined, if you're interested in the back and forth diss track between rappers, go ahead. He just lays into Drake. And it's honestly sublime. I'm just like, oh, you're going there. Great. And he's just hater of Drake. And that's fine because people can be haters of things. So you love people who are haters. Chris Fettercap.
Well, I would have to say based on my repertoire and my act. In fact, like the ESPN diss track that Mason Ireland listener did, mm-hmm. I took some heat in that. I was excited about it. No, Slee took the most heat, but.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I like it when a hater has a plan, has a well thought out
strategy.
Lyrics that are like, oh, you're going there.
Right.
Al?
I'll say fact, but there's got to be reasons for it. Like just to be a hater, somebody's successful and you hate on them. Now give me some creativity. Give me why you hate a certain person. I feel like there's got to be some storylines. I'll go fact, but I want some context to it.
Trev?
Fact. Hating things is fun. I've said it a lot that emotions don't make sense. We're not all cyborgs. We're not all Mr. Spock. Was he Mr. or Doctor, right? That's illogical, Jim. We hate things for no good reason, and it makes the world a better place, mm-hmm. right? And I'm not talking about, like, hate because of – but I don't like that guy's look on his face. I don't like that he likes the Knicks or the
like
Lakers
the
or the Angels. I don't like that the fonts that Emily sent in our group chat this morning, there's too many fonts on the Starbucks cup. That is illogical and rational and irrational and insane, but I like you for it because it is illogical and irrational and insane,
it's
and that's what's the fun stuff to hate.
Jorge?
I like it, especially on Twitter. Some of these people that come, you know, at me or whatever, at us, and then I say, hey, well, at least you're listening, bro. Like, the fact that we're still getting to you and we give you something to hate on, you know, go for it. Keep doing it, because at the end of the day, we're getting you to listen. So keep doing it.
All right. So I saw this article that Air One is selling a incredibly reasonably priced $31.99 bag of penny round ice with 7 ice cubes. So basically large rounded spheres of ice that you can use for cocktails. And, you know, it's very nice ice, right?
It is.
So my statement is this is reasonably priced for 7 cubes of ice. Al, Factor Cap.
Can I just add one little small piece of context?
Of course you can.
They're $4 a piece.
Thank you.
$4 for an ice cube.
Man, I don't know what to do with this, guys. As much as I'd like to try to even pretend that it's reasonably priced, whatever it is. It's water that's frozen, guys. That's
all.
What
kind of water, though? Is it alkaline water?
I don't care. Probably a very fancy Erewhon water that's like also $50, but yeah.
I don't care what it is. Here's the problem. I don't have the problem with Erewhon. I don't have a problem with the company that's creating the ice. I have a problem with somebody walking into Erewhon and saying, that's the ice that I want. I want that ice. Because that person is helping justify $32 ice. It's impossible that anybody is walking in doing that. I know it's happening. It's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard of.
Trev?
What's the this is not reasonably priced. It's cap. You can buy. I have a silicone mold in my freezer that you can make
of what?
Spheres.
Oh, the ice.
Of the ice, right? And I have other things too. By
the way. Just one.
But yeah, it, you know how much it costs? You can go on Amazon. You can probably find it for like $6. It's insane to me. Now, if I am putting my ice guy hat on, and you guys know how much I like ice. What is different about these cubes that I cannot do at home, even with my silicone ice molds? They're perfectly clear.
Uh-huh. Right.
When you make ice at home, it gets cloudy, right? Yeah. And I do not.
So you know why?
Tell me.
The freezing temperature. That's why.
It's too low?
It's too hot. The freezing temperature is not low enough in your freezer
it needs
at home.
To be, so the colder, the clearer it
so
will
I'm
freeze?
So I'm obsessed with clear ice as well. So I yes. buy ice. Yeah, I buy the big bags at
as
Costco.
As do I.
If you try ice machine, unless you get a professional ice machine in your garage, like a liquor store has or a convenience store, you will never accomplish that. I've bought every one of the Amazon day at Fry's, the home ice machines, and they're all cloudy.
I agree.
I hate cloudy.
I agree.
So that's why it's the freezing temperature.
It's not cold enough.
It's not cold enough. So
maybe,
they're making
maybe it is worth $32.
All right. So Morales, do you think fat cap on this?
Fact. And here's why.
That they are reasonably priced at $32.
It's not reasonable price. Everything is based on demand. That's how America works. Okay? That's how capitalism works, sucker. So if somebody wants to spend $32 of their hard-earned money...
They're idiots.
They might be idiots.
It's going to melt on your way home. Do you have it cooler with
you? Idiots.
I actually do.
They might.
Oftentimes I do.
But people do spend money on idiotic things, and it is their money.
Right.
They're still idiots.
Right.
It's ice.
All right, Jorge.
Cap, I'm happy buying my $3 bag of ice at 7-Eleven or whatever. I don't need clear ice. I don't need a sphere.
No, your ice from 7-Eleven is clear.
It is clear.
It's brought in by a company.
But it's not a glacier.
It's not $4 a cube.
And I don't want a sphere or a cube, whatever it is.
Well, the sphere is important if you're making a neat drink, right? Yeah. Like if I get a little bourbon neat, and well, this is kind of the opposite of neat. Neat means no ice. But I don't want to water down my bourbon. I want it cold, but I don't want it watery. If you put... It's all about surface area. If you put cubes in the drink, the bourbon is hitting all sides of all the different cubes. It melts quicker.
You know what,
it gets watery.
Sound like?
Also, they may chip, and that'll make the ice cube.
You know who you sound like? Someone in the market for $32.
I'm kind of talking myself into it a little bit. But the sphere, the bourbon only touches the very edge of the sphere, so the drink itself does not get watery. That's why you want the sphere.
See, the parties I go to is cheap liquor, red cups, and ice. And this time to party, huh?
We're gonna go to Travis.
I have spheres. They're
SC
not clear.
Notre Dame game. The cooler is gonna have just Erewhon ice.
They're not clear, but I do have spheres and perfect cubes too.
Also, DJ Trunks on Twitter says that Emily saying that Kendrick Lamar is a hater is wild because he thinks that being hater versus beef is very different. To me, they're pretty much the same.
They're cousins.
It does seem like Kendrick is hating on Drake while also having beef with Drake. So semantics, schmantics. I don't care. All right. So 20 years ago.
Haters going to hate.
I have beef with you, DJ Drunks.
Get him, Kendrick.
So 20 years ago, Mean Girls premiered. On this day in 2004, it is a seminal film. In my life, it's a seminal film. In Travis's life, we will actually have a little bit of that in Super Crosstalk. So stay tuned for that. But. Big part for me is that I watched this movie when I was, like 9, 10. I mostly watched it in middle school. It would be on like TBS a lot, or I'd have my friends' DVDs and watch it at sleepovers. And I thought that that was how high school was. I thought that the rules, you had to follow the plastics rules, which was you can only wear your hair up once a week. You can only wear pink on Wednesdays, we wear pink. On Friday, is the only day you can wear jeans or track pants. And so I thought that that was the rule and everyone would make fun of you. And, you know, it actually did kind of turn out to be how people police each other in my era of middle school. So my statement is, though, you thought that high school was going to be like the movies. That you saw a movie and you're like, that's what high school's like. Jorge, fact or cap?
Absolutely. Yeah, I thought it was going to be indoors with locker rooms. And,
there's almost no movies indoor. None of them,
especially
high
schools, especially here in LA. Yeah. And then I was going to get picked up by a bus. No, I had to walk to the bus.
I had to take the bus.
Well, we did, but you had to sign up. And then depending on your area code, you get picked
my
up.
My kids have never been on a bus in California.
That's so I thought crazy. It was going to be like
that. Yeah, we were too close. Yeah. Too close for a bus.
I was very close to my school, but I saw the bus. Anyway, Travis?
I thought my high school experience was going to be exactly like Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and it turns out that it kind of was. It was kind of that you had cliques, you had the stoners, you had the jocks, you had the smart kids, you had all these different things. 98% of the high school boys that I went to high school with were terribly preoccupied with girls and connecting with girls and how do you meet girls and how do you talk to girls, and we're all bad at doing all of those things. It was incredibly similar to the movie. So, yes, fact.
Morales?
Yeah, I grew up watching 90210, and I thought my life, everybody wanted me to be Brandon, but it ended up more Dylan. So, yeah, to me, it was very similar.
With a little sprinkling of Steve Sanders, perhaps?
I don't think I was as cool as Steve in high school. I was cool.
No, Steve wasn't cool.
He wasn't?
No.
Oh.
No, but you, Dylan wasn't mischievous. Dylan was kind of Sanders was mischievous.
I meant the dark side of Dylan.
No, I understand that. You've got the Dylan dark, but you've got the Sanders mystery.
Maybe.
The mischievousness.
Yeah, that could be.
Al?
Cap, I had no idea what the hell I was expecting going into high school. I just did it. And I think high school started making sense like my sophomore year. I'm like, oh, so this is high school? That this is, yeah. It is cliques. It is this. It's the politicking of it all. I think I was so, I don't know the proper word, but coming in from middle school, I did not expect any of that. And then once I was in there, I'm like, okay, it's all starting to make sense.
It's still exactly the same. Like when I go to one of Michael's baseball games or something, when my son Michael or whatever, Kelly's volleyball when she was in high school, it's exactly the same.
Our
I could say
was better than your class.
That kid fits in with that group. That kid fits in with this group. This kid doesn't fit in any of the groups.
And there are some people that go into a bunch of different ones, touch almost every single one.
But I don't know if you took that same question and you threw it into college. College, again, it took me like a year, like, oh, this is college. Like it took me a second. Granted, I didn't live on campus or anything like that.
You didn't have like an Animal House experience?
By my junior year, yeah.
I did.
What happened? Yeah.
Just, it was beer debauchery Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, every week, all year long.
Not till
different
my
house.
Year.
We're going to go to this guy's house, this club has this thing on this
neighbors.
Night. Yeah, you just knew where you were going, and that's where you wanted to be. There's countdown on Wednesday. There was Buck Night at Javon's on Thursday. There was quarter beer night at McBurley's on Fridays, and there was countdown on Saturdays.
My dad wanted to start a business. I'm like, Dad, Typhoon Saloon on Tuesdays in Pacific
there
Beach.
There you go.
We're really busy.
The Typhoon Saloon.
It's hurting my schedule, Dad.
Brian Windhorst has three reasons that LeBron James, at least theoretically, could opt out of his contract with the Lakers. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Yeah, no more tears, Slee. Us Lakers fans need to stick together today. This is the day, okay? At 11:53, 7 minutes in front of 12 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday presented by Kia of downtown LA on the Travis and Slee Show. This is the day we come together. And me, now a Lakers fan.
Yep.
No more tears. We are ready for next season in which nothing's going to change other than the big top is coming to town. It is a show that we will enjoy every night. And we will get caught up in the same trap. Of, oh, it's better this year.
No,
oh, we
be
win the in-season tournament again. Will they win the in-season tournament again?
The mayor liked it.
The mayor. mayor loved it.
She liked it so much she deleted it.
No, I think she loved it so much that she's happy that there's an edit button on X.
Listen,
now.
It's good that the mayor, she's so busy fighting crime in this city, took a moment out to tweet about the Lakers.
Well, they won the in-season tournament. It won't be better. It'll be very, very similar to what we just had, which is they'll be somewhere between 6 and 10. They'll make the playoffs. LeBron will do the thing where we'll all go, I can't believe LeBron James is 42 years old and you're 22 and he's still able to do what he does. And why can't Anthony Davis be just that guy that just shows up a little bit more? It's going to be the exact same movie all over again. Exactly the same. Because there's no better option than running it back like this again. They'll nibble around the edges. They'll have a new coach. I think we all agree on that. They will have a fairly significantly different supporting cast. I think D'Angelo Russell will be gone. We'll see some other guys come and go. But Reeves is going to be here. AD is going to be here.
Will
LeBron's going to
be
here. Yeah.
Will Reeves not be part of a package to get moved?
I'd be really surprised if Austin Reeves
wasn't
back.
You can't make a package without Austin Reeves.
That's the thing.
I don't think there's going to be a package coming.
You don't?
I don't.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's, see, that's a different point. You don't think that LeBron is going to say you have to go get, quote unquote, the third player?
I think LeBron James will say that. I think he will dig his heels on it. I'm not sure that they're going to do it. I don't think that.
Really?
Because that's the, if there are three options, the one that you're describing, I believe, is the worst, which is run it back, flip the picks, draft the kid, and all of those things.
So you're
right?
saying that they're probably going to draft Bronny James, but they're not going to give him a third player? They're gonna put
which
the line
third,
on that.
Which third player?
Maybe there's a player we're not talking about.
Who?
Maybe somebody becomes available just based on it. Happens every year.
It does.
Every year it happens.
But short of getting a star player, who changes the calculus of the Western Conference? There and there isn't a star player that's going to shake loose. I hear what you're saying. There's always, all of a sudden we found out he's unhappy. Okay, maybe there's the shot in the dark that happens.
Can I throw you one?
Sure.
Let's say LeBron James says, you said you had your, Windhorse was talking about three reasons why LeBron would opt out.
Want to hear him?
Let's hear him. Let's hear him.
Number one, because I think he wants to see what the Lakers do around the draft. They have potentially three first-round picks that they can trade, a couple of contracts that they can package with it to upgrade the team. You remember that they did not make any significant upgrades to this team at the trade deadline. LeBron did not forget that, and I do think he likes to have that pressure on them. Number two, as you may have heard, his son Bronny may be, and I expect to be, in this draft. The Lakers, I think, will keep their draft pick. The New Orleans Pelicans have the option to either take this year's pick or defer to next year. I believe the Pelicans will defer to next year, so I think the Lakers will go into the draft with the 17th overall pick and the 55th overall pick. LeBron has expressed an interest in possibly playing with his son. The Lakers will have potentially two chances to draft him. And number three, I think that there's some features that he can put in a new contract. Number one, if he opts in, he only gets 1 year and $50 million. He could potentially get multi-years. And also, he does not have a no-trade clause in his contract. There's only one out there in the NBA. It belongs to Bradley Beal. I wouldn't be surprised if he'd like to lock that in as well. So I do think we're going to be hearing some silence from LeBron between now and the end of June as we watch what the Lakers do as a team.
Okay, so let's take what he just said. I don't think anybody's going to be shocked or surprised that he will opt out of his contract and he's going to get what he wants. Do the Lakers want LeBron James back? Do you think that front office organization wants him back?
I do.
Do you think they'll do whatever LeBron wants in order to make sure that he's with the Lakers for a couple more years?
I don't.
Okay. Where does it stop then? Because if he says, I want you to draft Bronny, are they going to draft Bronny?
Probably.
If he says, guys, those three picks that we didn't trade at the last trade deadline because Rob Pelinka said, you can't buy a house that's not for sale.
Yep.
I'm going to have more assets to work with this summer. Yep. Literally his words of Rob Pelinka. If he says, I want you to go get Trae Young, who's a clutch player, and go trade those three
clutch with a K.
Picks.
Yes, clutch with a K.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You think the organization would say no to that?
Yes, I do.
I don't think they would.
Yeah, we disagree there.
I think if they say no, then he's going to say, I'm done.
Perfect!
I don't think...
Perfect, that solves every problem.
But listen, just listen.
They could make that happen right now if they wanted to.
Why do you think it would stop there if Rob Pelinka, at the trade deadline, was already setting this up? Guys, I'm going to have more assets. I could go get a bigger player that I think is going to have more impact, and I could do that in the summer.
By drafting the kid, you're asking me to chop off my pinky finger. By trading all the picks for a 40-year-old man in his 30s, you're asking me to cut off my arm. There has to be a line.
I think the question is one or two arms.
Yeah.
They will cut them off.
Then we're looking at it different because I do think there are three options. Just straight run it back. Right? Bring the vast majority of the people back. Run it back. The other option is blow it up. Right? See what you can get from AD. Tell LeBron you're not going to draft his kid. You're not going to trade the picks and all these things. And basically force his hand where you say to him, look, if you want to exercise your option and come back for one more year, we'd love to have you. But beyond that, we're not interested. That's option two. And option three is what you're suggesting, which is you kind of run it back, but you do trade those picks to get a third player or get other players. You draft the kid. That, to me, is the worst of the three options. I think the first two, they're cool with. And even if there's a fourth, which is give him one more year on the option, give him the no trade that Windhorse is talking about, then, okay, I could get that one. But this idea of we're going to kick our future further down the road, 3, 4, 5 years, that seems insane.
Can I tell you something? I don't even think they need LeBron to tell them that. I think they're going to look to do that either way.
We're
going to
find out.
And I do. And I get your – I almost feel like you're looking at it too logically, and I don't think that's how they're looking
at it. That's how bad of an idea that option is to me. I think that even management and ownership that has demonstrated an inability to have any conceivable plan beyond what's immediately in front of their face, right? We got to do this today, okay? That's how they are. Fire the coach every 2 years, right? Change the roster other than your top two guys every 2 years, okay? Even the people that have put that plan in place have to realize that what you're saying they might do is like, I can't do that. That's how bad of a plan I think it is.
I'd be surprised if they don't do it. We'll see what happens. Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens this summer, how things kind of pan out. Maybe there isn't a player that shakes loose that they like.
Do you agree with this part? If they do what you're suggesting, then they're going to be genuinely not very good for 5 years, 6 years?
Trav, they've been trying to hit a grand slam with two guys on.
Yeah.
Right? There's two guys on base. You can't hit a grand slam. Yeah, but we're going to try to hit it anyways. Yeah, but you need another guy on base. Yeah, but we're going to try to hit it anyways.
They're going to double down and sign up for this beyond a year or two?
That was my point.
Two.
Is I don't think that there's any way that they don't do that. That was my point at the beginning of this. So if you are now conceding that you don't think
they already told us that.
They're not going to do that. I see what you're trying to say about A or B.
Yes.
C
seems so inconceivably stupid to me that even they wouldn't do it.
And that's why I say maybe you blow it up simply to avoid the C, which is you're kicking the future further down.
If the choice is B or C, I'm with you on B.
Right.
But I think the choice is A and B.
Okay.
Run it back and just, new coach, et
cetera. As long as LeBron James is on this team and on this roster, as long as he's there,
but didn't they,
every single asset that you could possibly think of is on the table.
But didn't they already kind of not do that at the trade deadline this year? Didn't they already kind of not do what you're suggesting, which is, you know what? We didn't just give away the farm. We exercised a little bit of restraint at the trade deadline by not doing it for the first time. It wasn't a straight, shut up, you're not a part of this, but it was a, We can't go there. You think they're going to pull back to where they were with the Russell Westbrook deal and whatever you want, LeBron, you can have it?
I think pay attention to what Rob Pelinka said at the trade deadline. Guys, I'm going to have more assets in the summer. I could go get a bigger player in the summer. These are his words, not mine. So, yes, I do believe so.
So Jamal Murray did something last night that Anthony Davis should really, really think about. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.